This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
You go to extras and then Alonzo.
Alonzo drives one deep left field. Really going back. It's out of here. And the Mets win it.
That was the best Mets win of the season.
I feel like we have a good idea of who we are, but we needed to kind of harness that and really capture who we are and really show that in our play.
Glorious victory last night.
I mean, hopefully it's what the team needed to kind of turn this thing around.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
How come I never get anything for free?
Well, because I don't think people like you as much.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Isn't it amazing how negative and despondent you can be? And you have a night like last night, and you're like, you know, maybe this turns the whole thing around. Like, I don't know, there's a different pep in your step this morning, isn't there?
Yeah, of course there is. I mean, that's the best win of the season.
By far.
By far. It's exciting. I mean, you saw the young kids. We kept yelling and screaming for Vientos to be up because he was crushing it in Syracuse. First game up, he hits a huge home run. I mean, Alvarez, you need to be a big part of this thing moving forward. He hits a big home run.
That was some shot, too.
And then our boy Pete does what Pete's supposed to do.
How about, I don't know how closely you were listening to the call from SNY of Gary Cohen, which was a great call. And Keith Hernandez, his color analysis was just him laughing. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did, but we played it.
I know, he's like, that's interesting, no?
Well, yeah, well, he's probably just as excited.
I'm sure he is.
Call all these games.
But, I mean, you're listening to the game and you're watching the game, and I love that booth and I love Keith Hernandez, but that's, you're not adding all that much.
No, probably not.
I mean,
but
Keith, what do you see?
I think that's the beauty of Keith, though.
Like, is that he can get away with that.
Right. Like, he's just, that's in that moment, that's what he felt like doing.
It's like, so what did Gary say? Gary just gave this call. And what did Keith say? Well, he laughed.
He was so excited. He just couldn't help himself.
Just laughed.
It's like when Dave, when Don's doing his calls and Maloney just goes nuts.
Deep.
Starts making just wild noises.
Just noises. That's what he does. All right, Yankees. I would think that you can't be that upset if you're a Yankees fan just because you've been really good of late. But losing to Toronto in the way you did has to be somewhat painful. Bats very quiet last night. Three-run homer. Yankees lose 3-0 in 10. Volpe with the error. Cole, again, was not great, but was good. Like, he was not, I didn't think he had his best stuff, but he was good enough that he still threw, you know, shutout innings. And Yankees fall 3-0 last night to the Blue Jays.
Yeah. Listen, I mean, you hate to waste the Cole start. And I don't think you're wrong. I didn't think he had necessarily his best stuff, but he's an ace. So
that's how you know how good he is,
yeah,
right?
Well,
when you can give me a shutout start and you don't have your best stuff, now you're special.
Yeah, and I mean, it didn't get off to a great start either, right? You had the Cabrera with the high throw, and then you had Cole can't squeeze the flip from Rizzo. So a couple errors early. You mentioned the Volpe error, and you're going up against the guy that was going, you know, pitch for pitch with Gerrit Cole. Bassett's been really good for him. I think he's at 27 straight scoreless innings right now.
Mets miss him, I'll tell you that.
They do. And it was funny watching him because he's kind of a real cerebral guy too, going back and forth with Judge, like playing the cat and mouse with Judge. I thought was pretty funny. But yeah, like, I mean, this is, again, yeah, 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position. He left 10 on base. But I think the big thing is you hate Toronto.
That's right.
You hate them.
That's right. I said yesterday, is this your most hated team? And you guys all said still Houston, but I don't think Toronto's too far behind. And if Toronto was better, like if they were winning playoff series and going to the World Series, I think they would leapfrog Houston.
Yeah, if they become more of a real threat,
exactly.
Like a real problem, of course. Of course. And now I was looking at something this morning, too. So now the Yankees are 8-8 in the AL against the AL East.
Which is not, I mean, it's a tough division. It's not terrible.
This division.
And
yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong. Have they? Have they played Boston?
No. Well, you played Tampa. They played Tampa seven times.
And they're, 3-4 against Tampa?
Yeah, those are good competitive series.
They played Baltimore, I think, a three-game set.
Who's having an unbelievable start to the season.
And they won again yesterday.
Baseball's crazy like that.
And now you've played Toronto. So I don't think they've played Boston yet.
No, they haven't. They played June 9th for the first time.
June, which is soon.
That's right, Dave. June 9th is soon.
Why are you doing that?
Oh, I just had to let you know. It's soon.
Yeah, very, very, very soon.
Guess what else is soon? June 1st.
June for the big tailgate.
Big tailgate.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I keep getting DMs. We got, we've secured, apparently, the wiffle ball setup is secured.
You told us that yesterday.
No, but this, I got a picture of the setup with the strike zone and everything else. So, like, legit, this is not a couple of baseball bats, like a wiffle ball bats and a folding chair.
They have to bring the pickleball.
Halftime flackies.
I don't think anyone is going to set up pickleball.
Why?
Why do they
brought me the M&Ms I like specifically. I would think they would set up pickleball.
There's a big difference.
Why?
One is,
one is a packaged candy. Another one requires a net and a court. And
so, I mean, it doesn't need a court. You find an area and you draw an outline and you put up a net and you have a ball and paddles. That's it.
But there's also vehicles passing by. It's a parking lot.
No, it's a park. No, but you find your own little nook in that parking lot.
Sorry, you can't park here. We're playing pickleball.
You're right. Like Lot F, this is reserved for pickleball.
So you think Thursday, June 1, a day game. The parking lot, which probably houses 30,000 cars, won't have a little area where we can kind of take over and hang out and eat and drink and pickleball.
They're expecting a sellout crowd. You guys are popular. They want to see you. Also possibly
crowd.
Come day drink.
I've already been told intel that our section sold out.
You're full of it.
I'm not kidding. Section next to us, almost sold out.
How do you learn this?
I have people. Like Rick has people with inside the Mets organization. I have.
So the Mets reached out to you and said, listen, section 128 sold out. 129 close to sold out.
I can't tell you where I got it. All I can tell you is that I've been told our section, 128. Now the surrounding sections, still tickets available. Our section sold out.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Well, RJ's big in the podcast community, so he's got ears all over the place.
What is with you in the podcasting, by the way?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
All right. Well.
And this is on the heels of you doing a secret podcast, not telling us, and then we find out about that on air, that Dan from Djibouti podcast.
Not secret at all. So listen. So Dan reached out. This is not a regular thing that happens to me. Dan reached out, and I won't bore you with the whole story. He said, can you do the podcast? I have a podcast. Sure. Love to do it. Great. This is like, I don't know, a couple of months ago. It pops up. He calls in regularly now. So, Dylan, who you just spoke to, mm-hmm. Do you remember a couple of weeks ago, Dave? And I was happy to do it for Dylan. He's a great kid, goes to NYU, super smart.
NYU, that's a good school.
Yeah. From the West Coast, we talked Niners, fun stuff. Dave, when you said, hey, anyone out there, do you have a podcast? You should reach out to RJ. He'd love to do it. Dylan did that.
Okay, good.
And so you ask, where do these come from? You. Literally you.
So you see what I'm doing for you?
There's so many things.
I mean, this is what I do for you. I am getting you work.
You really are, aren't you?
Yeah, I really am. So I'll say it again. I'll say it again. If you would like RJ to be on your podcast, shoot him over a DM, and he would love to.
You know who would love it more, though? It's just what I've been told.
Who?
You.
No.
It's what I've been told.
No.
Yeah.
You're getting him work. He's not getting paid for it.
I don't mind.
Sometimes experience matters more than money, Rick.
The man is busy doing baby deals on the side of streets in New York City, then putting together strollers and you name it.
By the way,
time?
Rick.
Oh, here we go.
Rick and Cass delivered one of the great baby drops of all time. I mean, there's strollers, there's tow behinds, there's carriers. It's just he's got it all.
Was there any sweets?
No sweets.
No.
But also a gift bag. Very unnecessary.
A gift bag?
Yeah. The man delivered a trunk and backseat full of items.
What do you mean a gift bag?
A gift for the baby.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A baby gift bag. What do you mean? What does he mean?
Well, I thought he meant like a goodie bag after you go to a children's party.
Right.
Like lollipops and Starbursts.
Because that's what, hey, RJ, guess what? I'm going to give you a kid's a birthday bag.
Here's a stroller and some lifesavers.
What was the gift?
Some beautiful onesies. Full complete outfit sets.
Really?
A nice ceramic piggy bank, like you would put with the kid as he, you know,
figures out
what change is and all that. I don't know if kids use that. I probably just use Venmo by now.
No,
Rick,
I think that's
Rick,
important.
You guys are out of the game at this point then. That's
we're
it.
Done. Yeah, we're done.
They're
this is
done.
It.
No, they're not done.
Well, given the items he gave to me, if Rick were to get back into the game,
you'd have to give that back.
I think I would.
You know, you tell Rick, I got some gifts for you. Okay, your car up on the side of the road,
on the West Side Highway. I get a distress call. Things have happened. I need it back.
I need all my stuff back. How does that work now? If you do have another child and need strollers and rockers and that kind of stuff, can you ask for it back?
No, you can't ask for it back. I'd probably be living on my own if that happened, yeah, because my wife would kill me.
Come on.
No, we're
have
good.
Have another baby.
No.
What could I do to facilitate you guys having another baby?
Podcasts,
lots of them.
Join people's podcasts.
If I said I'd go on anybody's podcast for the next 6 months, would you guys have another baby?
Send me sexy photos I can show Cass. Maybe it gets her fired up.
Of me?
Yeah.
I don't think those exist.
Of you.
I don't think those exist.
Send me a couple topless photos. I'll see if it works.
All right. Let's get back to the Yankees, can we please? Here's Aaron Boone on the ups and downs in this Toronto series.
Well, we've won two and lost a tough one tonight in extras. I don't know. It's been a lot going on, obviously. You know, tonight was actually kind of quiet considering the first two nights and obviously not a lot of scoring. So, you know, we just gotta wash this one off and go, come out ready to go and hopefully try and win a series tomorrow.
Yeah, I think, you know, he sounds kind of upset, but I think that's fair. I mean, they're a good team. You're a good team. You won the first two. They won the third game. You have a chance to go 3-1 in this series so far. And yeah, I'd be upset, but I don't think you should be despondent as a Yankees fan today.
No, I don't think despondent's the right word. I mean, it's, you feel like you maybe missed an opportunity because,
right,
again, it's a cold start, and he put up zeros. But Bassett pitched well. You got to give him credit too. And then Peralta, who hasn't given up a run in his last 10 appearances, he ends up hanging a slider, gives up the 3-run home run. Not going to win every game.
After the Volpe error, by the way.
Yeah, right, which is last couple games he's had an issue with that. I understand it. Like, I mean, you're trying to win all these games. You want to win all the cold starts, and you hate Toronto. I want to ask you this, because I asked Santi before the show.
All right.
Do you like this kind of trolley Aaron Judge? Or do you like kind of like stoic, nothing bothers me Aaron Judge?
I don't need it to be stoic, but I don't think I like trolley Aaron Judge. I look at Aaron Judge as like, I don't know.
Beyond
like,
reproach?
Yeah, like you know, regal.
Like he's too good for this. Yeah.
Like he is just a wonderful player and you're not going to get into his head and nothing's going to faze him. And he's almost like he's just better than you. And I kind of feel like he's lowering himself to play that game of, well, let me kind of stoop to your level. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Yankee fans like it. I don't love it. Do you?
I don't know if I love it, but I know I think he has it in him, though.
Well, clearly he has it in him.
Well, like even go back to when he was playing. Remember he was playing New York?
Locker room.
Yeah, that whole thing.
With the Red Sox, of course.
But I do feel the same way you feel. It's like, I mean, why would you don't stoop to their level?
I mean, you're Aaron Judge, for God's sakes.
I mean, you're the reigning MVP. You're the best player, one of the best players in baseball.
Right. I for my money, he's the second best player in baseball.
Ohtani won?
How could he not be? I think I heard the K-Show talking about this, and they're like, well, you know, Judge is just, he's better. No, he's not. No. You can't be better. When Ohtani is the offensive player he is and then can be one of the best pitchers in baseball, unless you're hitting 75 home runs a year and hitting 340, you're not better than him.
Well, I think you saw last year. I mean, you're talking about a guy who hit 62 home runs and had one of the best offensive years you've ever seen to supplant him as the best player in baseball, the MVP. I mean, that's the kind of season it's going to take when the guy does both at that level.
That's exactly right. So unless you do something heroic, and he might, and he's certainly capable of it, I think your MVP, again, will go back to Ohtani.
I mean, it's not even fair, though. I mean, that's the problem with it. It's not like, when the guy can be that good at both, it's not fair.
This portion of the show, driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. Big Mars on Twitter basically is calling RJ a liar.
Why is he calling? Because did Big Mars try to get a podcast and RJ said no?
Mm-mm.
Why?
Says multiple tickets in section 128 available on SeatGeek.
This is secondary market stuff. RJ's talking about the...
Yeah, there's always going to be secondary tickets
the
available.
The market.
I mean, there's tickets behind the seat of it or behind the home plate available. You could buy those too.
Okay. Well, so if you do want to sit with us in 128, it sounds like you still could do that.
Yes, you just have to buy secondary.
Okay, that's fine.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
RJ, this is our song of choice. June 1, Piano Man.
If that's what you'd like to do, that's what we'll do.
Well, why do you do that?
Are we really going to sing at a tailgate before a Mets game at noon?
Yes.
I think we'll look like crazed maniacs.
So I think we have karaoke equipment, too.
No.
Yeah, oh yeah.
They're bringing karaoke equipment?
I think my guy Kev has ordered karaoke equipment.
Is that Kev Do?
That's Kev Do.
With a reddish tint to his hair, Kev Do?
Yeah, big-time Raiders fan, usually vomits at all these tailgates.
I like him. He's a nice guy.
Yeah. He'll get himself all mangled up. He'll probably vomit. Pretty standard. How about Lonnie? Lonnie sends me a DM.
Yeah.
You can't tell them what, you can't tell them what lot we're going to be in. No, yeah, we have to tell them.
What does he want?
Everyone needs to know what lot we're going to be in.
You know what? He wants us to himself.
Like a secret tailgate.
He doesn't want to share us with anybody else.
It's not going to be, I was like, Lonnie, it's not going to be a secret tailgate.
Maybe it'd be me, you, RJ, Raymond, and Lonnie.
You come in, you have to say stroik, and then you're in.
That's right. There's going to be a bouncer. How do I get in? Stroik? Come on in. But don't share the password.
How do I get to this big tailgate?
It looked like a strike.
I can't wait now. This is going to be crazy.
It's going to be great. 2 weeks from today.
Start at Publicans. Grab myself a little Starbucks. Right to the train. Tailgate.
You think that our train tickets will be purchased for us?
No.
Shouldn't they be?
You'd think, but probably not.
RJ, you think our train tickets will be purchased for us?
We've come across an interesting question.
I think it's a good question.
I don't think it's that interesting. I would say I think it's pretty clear that it's no.
I mean, it's a work expense, really. In actuality, they should, as we get on the train, provide us with the train ticket.
I think you're fair to expense it. I think it could get swatted out.
Wait. So for like a $5 train ticket, I'm going to have to fill out paperwork?
Yeah.
Now here's what you do.
Yeah.
Get the Uber. Do it that way. Now it qualifies as a real expense. Now it's more than $5. There you go.
Well, why would I want to take? What do you?
Yeah, but the train is
taking
so easy,
Uber
though,
to
right?
City Field. No, the whole point is taking the train with the people.
Oh, you're talking about the City Field trip.
What?
I thought you were talking about getting to the actual pub.
The pub? What was in that croissant?
Acid.
A lot of calories.
Here's the thing, though. I have a question, David.
Yeah.
You
I'm
buy,
flummoxed by Raymond, but go ahead.
I think we all are. That's why I'm trying to steer us in a different direction. Beautiful chocolate croissant.
Right.
And the coffee roll. What if they both feel like the croissant or the coffee roll?
You know, it's a fair point. But I didn't want to just get one treat. I wanted to get multiple treats. And I thought, okay, if I said to you, chocolate croissant, you can have that. Coffee roll, you can have that. There's no way you wouldn't want one of them, right?
Yeah. Probably, but I could have an urge for.
You know what? I played the odds and I thought that one would like one and one would like the other. And it turns out that I did well. And RJ's a gentleman. He said Ray gets the first pick and then he'll take whatever the, you know, leftover happens to be.
Really is a good guy. He's selfless.
He really. I don't do anybody's podcast. So if you want him on your podcast, you just DM him and he'd love to.
And then Dave will hop on right after.
He'll
be right there.
Anyway, 1-800-919-3776. So I said this moments ago, and I stand by this. Did the Yankees need to win tonight? No, I think that the Yankees have really kind of stabilized, and they're fine, and they're getting healthier, and Severino's coming back Sunday, so things are okay. This is an important start for Nestor Cortez tonight, a very important start, because let's be fair, Nestor Cortez has not been very good so far this season.
He has not been the Nestor Cortez that you saw last season, though.
Correct.
No, and with no... Apparently, Rodon is now throwing from 90 feet, which is...
That's big news.
Which is big news. And hopefully that back, you know, the back holds up. But, I mean, they need Nestor Cortes. Even when Rodon comes back, they need Nestor Cortes.
Absolutely they do. So, his ERA is 5.5 on the season. And his ERA in May is sitting north of 7.7.
Well, yeah. Well, you had the start. I mean, you had the start in Texas.
Which was brutal.
Which was bad. And then you had the last start against the Rays.
Which was brutal.
Well, he went 4 1/3. Yeah, I gave up 6.
Right. So he started out really well. A first start, Philly, 5 innings, 1 run. Baltimore, 5 1/3, 2 runs. Minnesota, 7 innings, 2 runs. And then since then, it's been 3-3, 7-2, 6. And listen, I still think he'll be okay, but you need him to be good. And so far this season, he has not been.
Yeah, I mean, that's the reality of the situation, is that you need him to good. You need him to be good. First of all, everyone loves him. I love him.
He's hard not to love, isn't he?
He's tough to not root for.
Yes.
But, I mean, the expectation is that, you know, maybe not to that level, but he was going to be someone that you could count on.
And I still like him.
No. I think everyone still likes him. But, I mean, you're counting on him. Right? I mean, it's a team that wants to win a World Series. We talked about their rotation, like, when healthy. When you look at their rotation, I mean, it's right there as one of the better rotations in baseball when everyone's healthy.
And not only if it becomes healthy this season, right? You got to figure it's Cole clearly your ace. Rodon would be your 2. And then I don't even know. Is it Cortes? Is it Severino? Is it Herman? I don't know.
No, it's definitely not Herman. You'd probably go Seve, then Cortes. Like, just if you want to split up the lefties and the righties, if you wanted to go Cole, Rodon. I mean, listen, and Nestor.
Good problems to have, though, I'll tell you that.
Right, Nestor was an all-star last year. I mean, look at what he did for you last year.
He's been great for 2-plus seasons. But so far this year, he's kind of come back to what people were concerned about. I still think he'll be fine, but it's a big start for him tonight. Let's go to some of the calls. Dan in Jersey. Good morning, Dan. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. Shout out to the company. How are you guys doing on this fine Thursday morning?
We're doing really well, thank you.
Good. Normally I'm not up this early, but me and my friends are going to North Carolina, so.
What are you going for, the ACC baseball tournament?
No, so one of my buddies is a lineman, and he moved away from Jersey, so we're going to see him.
Wait, one of your buddies, did you say, is a lineman?
Yeah, he's a power linesman.
Oh! I thought you were going to say, like, he's an offensive lineman and he's playing at UNC or something. All right, Dan, gotcha.
No.
Go ahead. What do you got?
But actually, I grew up next to someone that knew Billy Ard.
Number 67. Okay. All right. Very good. What do you got?
So I have 2 points, and I have a point about the Blues, and I have a question for you guys. If you guys had to get rid of one person from the Knicks and the Rangers, who would it be? Julius Randle or Temi Panarin? And 2, I think the Toronto Blue Jays are the Memphis Grizzlies of the MLB because of the amount of smack they've been talking, and they have nothing to really back it up.
I might have already said that to Djibouti Dan yesterday, and I would get rid of – I'm not getting rid of Panarin.
So you get rid of Randle?
Before I got rid of Panarin.
Well, what am I getting for these guys, too?
Oh, he didn't say that. He just said, which one would you get rid of? I don't know. You're going to have to get –
Well, I'm not getting rid of either unless I get something legitimate in return.
Right. I mean, you still have to – Listen, you got to have players that are going to get you to the playoffs.
I'm not getting rid of these guys just to get rid of these guys. If I can become a better team by trading Julius Randle, I'm trading Julius Randle.
You're not getting rid of Panarin. You're not. And you fired the coach, who I don't know how much Panarin and Gallant got, how good their relationship was, how long they got along. So Panarin is great, man.
Panarin is great. Randall's good, too.
Yeah, Randall's good too, but now for people, they've seen Randle, both players, they've seen him in a couple playoff appearances, haven't been great.
It's time to figure it out now for both of those guys in the big moments. Let's quickly go to Kev. This is Kev Du in Lodi. Good morning, Kev.
Hey, what's up, Dave? What's up, Rick, man? It's your cornhole partner.
Yeah, I don't know about that, Kev. You let me down last tailgate, you let me down.
Whoa. No. First of all, it was the tailgate before that is when I threw up. The last tailgate is when
Great.
You were so wasted and couldn't make it in the hole.
Couldn't make it in the hole? You couldn't put it on the board.
Yeah, no. You came here with that that homemade jailhouse hooch drink you were carrying around, and I was mixing it with Hennessy, so that was a bad experience.
Right.
But anyway.
We're not going to poison you this tailgate, Kevin. We're going to keep you in upright and in good standing.
First and foremost, I'd like to give a big shout-out to the best family, the company. Secondly, I also got a shout-out Karate Man Mace and the Maywood Karate Crew.
All right, Kevin, please, before you start thanking everyone that walks in the tri-state area, please get to your point.
No more.
Okay.
I just want to say we're going to have a great time. We got a bunch of stuff set up, and I can't wait. I just can't wait. You guys are awesome.
Thank you. You're awesome, too, and everybody in the company is great.
Oh, you hung up on him.
Oh, I didn't realize. Did you want him more?
No, I just wanted to see, just make sure that the karaoke equipment would be all ready.
And the cornhole.
Well, we got that. He's got the wiffle ball. We got the karaoke.
And the pickleball's
going to be there. There's not going to be pickleball.
I don't know why there wouldn't be.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
You know what's trending on Twitter right now, by the way?
What is trending on Twitter right now?
YouTube TV.
Of course it is.
How about this?
Because people are petrified this is going to happen.
Terrified.
Football.
Weak sauce apology. Team YouTube TV. If you have an issue watching the closing moments of Miami and Boston game on TMT, we're aware of it and our team is working on a fix. Thank you so much for your patience. You know what happens if this goes down on week one?
Guess who's not going to have any patience?
NFL fans will have zero patience, especially me.
Zero patience.
Zero patience. I will absolutely lose my mind if this happens, and I won't be the only one.
No, everyone's going to lose their. Collectively, will lose their minds.
You imagine that? And it didn't even happen like the second quarter. It happened as the game was winding down and ending.
Yeah, and this was just because I mean, for whatever reason, it just shut itself down. This wasn't like the live tour where they just went to the replay.
How amazing is that? We're in the 16th. It's a one hole difference. And will now leave for the Goldbergs.
They got two of the best. It's two of the best players on their tour.
Who was battling here?
You had Dustin Johnson, you had Cam Smith, and then you had, those are the two best. Then
right.
You had Brandon Grace.
And they left for either an infomercial in some markets or the Goldbergs in other markets.
No, because it's the best part of it. You had people tweeting in what got put on their television. You had season 9, episode 8 of Penn and Teller's Animal Style.
you got to be kidding.
It's great.
That really is amazing. I didn't know Penn and Teller had a show.
Yeah.
Did you? Aha! No. You can't get us. Did you know they had a show?
No, I didn't. Why would I know they have a show?
Well, I don't know. Apparently they showed on the CW.
Idea.
So sports TV ratings, though, I hope this is true. Sunday ticket mess up was my first thought. But it sounds like maybe the problem was TNT using dynamic ad insertion with YouTube TV. If that's in fact the case, it shouldn't be a problem with Sunday Ticket. I don't think any broadcast affiliates uses DAI with YouTube TV.
The dynamic insertion, I do.
I've
never had that problem.
I don't know what to do. What am I supposed to do?
I'm just letting you know I've never had that problem. If it happens with YouTube TV again, and it happens during Sunday Ticket, we're going to have real issues.
Let's go to some of the calls before we get to observations and did it happen in Florida. Will in the car. Good morning, Will. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, guys. Dave, I usually don't agree with you when you make points about the Yankees because your Met fandom oozes out of you and Rick when you guys talk about them, but I must say that Nestor Cortez's start today is a big one. I'm hoping that he throws. He's been having like one bad inning when I watch him, and I'm hoping he can revert back to form. Nothing would make me feel better than going up into Toronto, taking 3 out of 4 from those clowns, and then going into Cincinnati and chipping them up, and continue the good juju we got going, and hopefully start making a climb in the American League East Division, at least put us in some sort of a wild card position.
Well, you're in a wild card position now, though. I mean, you're right there.
Well, that's. Oh, well, that's good, but I would like us to, compete. I don't think we're going to catch the Rays, but I also agree with you about the stupid, when you watch Apple TV or you watch whatever we were watching the game on last night, the delays and the circling and the screen is so annoying. I mean, can't they just make it so you it's bad enough I can't watch it on regular TV. I got to go to some stupid subscription, whatever it is. Can't they make it work? I don't understand that.
Yeah, you know, it stinks. And you know what is really awful, Will? I think this is the wave of the future. Like, I think, I mean, you see YouTube TV, right? That's going to be a big thing. That's how you're going to get
your Sunday ticket. What do you mean you think it's a wave of the future?
Well, I mean,
we have an NFL playoff game that's going to be on Peacock.
Why do you have to belittle me like that?
I'm not belittling you. Just, I mean,
because I use the word think now, all of a sudden you jump me? Sorry, this is going to be the wave of the future.
Thank you.
So get used to it. And the circling and the buffering and the unclear video. Get used to it. This is what you now get to deal with.
RJ, am I wrong? Were you taken aback when he said, I think this is going to be the wave of the future?
I thought that was a strong take.
What's the future mean for us, man?
I want back my coffee roll.
Such a strong take. You know what, guys?
No, you know what? I want it back.
You know what, guys? That Maple Leafs take, not great. I got a new one.
Good luck
I think streaming is going to be the way of the future.
I'm no pumpkin!
I'm done.
Yeah, I think this whole iPhone thing is going to catch on. Got to tell you.
I'm great with vendors.
Guys, hold it. Hold the presses.
Hang on
hold
a second. Presses. When you hold were in City Field last night and Alonzo hit the walk-off, was it exciting? No, you left. Because you can't handle a hot dog.
Hold the presses, hot take. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but I think electric cars are the way... They're going to be the wave of the future.
He's sitting there just so quietly. I'm concerned.
No, he's an animal.
This is.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he's an animal.
I don't know what you call these things.
The opening Thursday night game last week. Oh, is it a good one? No, Rick. It's an awful game.
I think they call them planes, but I could totally see this be the wave of the future.
It'd be a shame if yours went down at one point, wouldn't
it? Oh. I mean. Do people understand what I deal with?
What you deal with?
What did you say to me before the show?
What do you mean?
About me being sick.
I'm glad you're sick. Because you're nasty. I hope you wind up on antibiotics. I mean, and it bothers your stomach, too.
I can't
continue this. I mean, you're nasty.
You're a bad guy.
I'm a bad guy. You take shots at every second that you can.
You just told the guy, I think that streaming...
Inserted the word think, now you're going to spend 15 minutes on this stupid diatribe?
No, it was 2 minutes. I think the entire show, I'm the only one with the stones to say something. I think everyone was kind of taken aback.
No, I don't think anybody cared.
RJ.
You know what? From now on, what's going to happen is when Rick says, at any point, caller, guest, talking to you, I don't care who it is, the second he takes his foot and directs it into his big fat mouth, I'm jumping him.
I'm a future guy.
Is what's happening.
Listen,
jumping you.
It was a hot, spicy take. What do you mean?
You know what? Let gloves are off now. Let's go. Honestly, the gloves are off. You want to tussle? Let's go, baby. Because now...
You want to tussle?
When you do one of these, and it'll happen, like when you can't remember what the thing is you eat at the diner, gloves are off. Lorenzo in North Bergen. Let me be careful what words I use. Good morning, Lorenzo.
Hey, good morning, guys. Speaking about the wave of the future, the New York Mets wave of the future was last night. And I know I spoke to you guys about a month ago, and I told you if we bring these guys up, and I understand they're not a proven commodity, but what I saw the difference between the Mets last night and during their comeback and last season is that they were having fun last night. And I think that's a part of the young guys getting some of the vets to be like, hey, relax, let's have some fun. These guys were bat-flipping. Going down for, I've never seen bat flip like that. You did a bat flip like that 5 years ago, you're getting pecked in the leg. You know, I don't know if you guys noticed, but.
Oh, yeah.
These guys were having fun last night, and I hope this is that turnaround game for the Mets where they're like, man, the young guys are having fun. Like, let's just relax and don't worry about the pressure. Let's have some real fun. I just want to know your guys' take. Thank you.
I mean, I hope so. I think that momentum and that fun and all those things, Rick, go as far as your next day starting pitcher. So if McGill goes out there first inning today, walks three, allows a grand slam, you know, as fun as Vientos and Alvarez and all those guys are, it's not going to make much difference.
No, winning is fun. I mean, that's it. Winning is fun. And, I mean, I think there is something to be said about having an influx of energy in youth. I think there's you have to have that right kind of mix with good veteran players, good leadership, but you also have those young, excited kids that loosen things up. That make you realize sometimes when you're in the midst of a slump or not playing well that it is still a game and you're supposed to go have fun. And it also helps when, you know, the kid you call up hits a humongous two-run home run.
It was great. It really was. Let's go to Shooter in Stanford. Good morning, Shooter.
Let's go, boys! Let's go, company! All right. June 1st, baby. Judgment Day. I have some ideas.
Okay.
Here are my ideas.
What do you got?
Let's see what you guys pick. First of all, let's have a Festivus Feats of Strength where you guys have some sort of Olympics. You can pick your events if you want, but we got the obvious ones, right? Like push-up contests. Maybe a race. By the way, I'd love to race you, Rick, in a straight line race.
It's going to be. Yeah, but I don't know why I would race. You can't even walk up the stairs. I'm going to race you to F. So what? So, I mean, what's going to happen? I race you, all of a sudden, you can't breathe, and we got to ambulance you out.
No, I'll be fine. We just got to do it before I get banged up. I should be fine for one little race.
One race. What are you looking for? 60 yards?
Yeah, that should be good. 60, 50, 40 yards, anything like that. 40 yard dash.
All right, Rick, do you accept this challenge?
No, because I think that's, he sounds confident. I got bum wheels. If anything, it'd have to be a longer race so I could wear him down.
How about you start on one side of Citi Field, race all the way to the studios in New York City, and then back?
I see what you're trying to do.
We're getting carried away now. Let's just do a race. Rick, you can pick the distance. Let's do this. But it's more important that you guys have your feats of strength in every category, wiffle ball, whatever it is.
Yeah, but sure, Dave has no strength.
Coming as the fifth.
Yeah, but sure, Dave has no strength. I don't know how many. He could probably do 5 push-ups.
Yeah, I can't do a lot of push-ups.
But, Dave, you get to pick some other events. Like, Dave can play cornhole, right?
I'm good at cornhole, yes.
I'll even be a partner, Dave. I'm pretty solid barbecue-level cornhole player, if you want.
All right. I think I might take you up on that.
All right. We're not going to lose. We're not going to lose. Unless someone's a professional, we're not going to lose.
What else you got, Shooter? Anything else?
No, I just can't wait for the event, baby. I hope Disney does their job, right, and actually provides a good event out there because they got all this money, although stock's down to $90. By the way, if you want to invest in Disney now because it usually hovers around 100 and should go up, blue chip long term. I can't wait, guys. Love you guys. Love the company. Can't wait to see you guys. It's going to be a bacchanal.
Oh, people are so excited. I'm concerned with the amount of people that are going to show up for this, though.
That call really had everything. It's stock advice.
It really did. So you got a moment of CNBC. You got some sports. You got some advice on what you have to do for a race. Like, it had everything you're looking
for. I'm officially bringing this back. Just when it's time to go, that's it.
Yeah, but Raymond, you've had carte blanche. We never took it away from you.
Yeah.
You have carte blanche.
What do you mean you're bringing it back? We told you. We want you.
I just don't know why you're playing this game. I just don't want you to lash out. The first time that I do it, you say that I'm out of line.
Well, Rick might, because that's his thing. He's a lasher. I would never.
No, I don't understand what happened, though, with Raymond. I mean, how many times do we need to tell you how much we love, respect, and need you before
I
you
don't feel
take
any
the
love or respect.
Bull by the
I
horns.
I don't feel any.
By the way, before we get to Knobservations and DHIF, I reached out to some people at the station for their addresses yesterday.
For the bar mitzvah.
For the bar mitzvah. Ray's address. Oh, is it bougie?
So bougie.
Oh, you have no idea. It is. I can't say it on air, obviously, but it is so.
Why not? You basically have already.
You want me to? I will. You want me to?
No, I do not.
Okay. No, because
like you've
ruined the friendship
already.
It's so bougie. It's amazing.
There's nothing bougie about
the way. Just hearing the address, you're like, oh, that makes perfect sense.
Some kind of court, I bet.
Perfect sense.
And by the way, you have my address. I've given it to you before.
No.
You sent me things.
What have I sent you?
You sent me the holiday card.
All right. Well, I wanted to reconfirm. That makes me a bad person.
Even,
I asked RJ for his address as well.
Not even 6 months ago.
All right. Well, sorry. I thought maybe you moved into a bigger, fancier apartment in the last 6 months.
I've definitely got it like that.
Raymond, are you bringing a plus one to the bar mitzvah?
I haven't even gotten the invitation yet.
How do you know he's invited with a plus one?
Yeah, there you go.
Come on, he's got to be invited with a plus one.
He is.
Of course.
Yeah.
All right, we shall see.
Are you going to
bring it? It's going to be a great event. He's going to have pyrotechnics, everything.
And you'll probably make fun of me for whatever we do.
No, I think it's going to be great. I was jealous I didn't get to go to the last one. There was donut walls. The whole thing was awesome.
We'll have all of it. Sushi.
Oh, I love sushi.
Yeah, of course you love sushi. We do it right. All right, RJ, speaking of doing it right.
Don't you ever talk about me.
Who was talking about you?
This is a Knob.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed up to begin with.
This.
A heavy
that don't even know how to play football, all right?
Is also a knob.
That's a clown question, bro.
And these are Knobservations.
Oh, they most certainly are, and they are brought to you by Sharp Hat.
RJ, yes. What the hell is happening in Rochester right now?
It's cold.
Cold?
This is why we don't get nice things.
Well, why do you? Why would you put the PGA Championship in Rochester?
Now, to be fair, it's May 18th.
So what?
Normally by May 18th, you're in the clear.
At 7 o'clock in the morning? It was cold here this morning.
Not good. Not a good day. Not a good time. By the weekend, I think it's going to be like 75.
So great.
You're going to hit all the seasons during this weekend, this PGA Championship weekend in Rochester.
It's a cold day in the city.
That's right, Keyshawn. You tell him. So, that mention was brought to you by Sharp Hat. Lovely.
Oh,
people.
You did. Yeah, do it again.
You told us. Tell us again. Why don't you tell
one more
us
time.
After every story, interject that.
You know what? I just might.
You know what? I might do it as well.
I like him more than you.
No, I love
RJ,
Sharp
hear about this this game they play with the, I think it's called Pigskin.
It's really is that a shot at me?
It's really going to take off.
Might take over all the sports.
Oh, that's funny stuff. You really are witty and charming.
I think they call it the NFL.
That's
big,
great.
Big time.
Good for you.
Poor Dave. All right, Eastern Conference Finals, game one last night.
That's brought to you by Sharp Hat.
You know what? I'm not even opposed to you doing that.
Okay. Lauren Balugan.
How about him?
Stop.
Game one in Boston. The Celtics lose. I believe the Heat have won every single road game one. This is the third one. They've taken them all. And Joe Mazzulla, who's had an interesting first.
He stinks.
He's had an interesting first playoff season.
You know who
coach.
Hates Joe Mazzulla?
Who's that?
Sharp Hat.
I don't think that's true.
No, I don't think
that's
they like
not
him.
Very nice.
Yeah, I don't think you should. I don't think they want to be associated with his blasphemy.
Because that's a winning company, unlike Joe Mazzulla.
He's in the Eastern Conference
He's
Finals.
He's in the Eastern Conference Finals, you animal.
You could coach this team to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, Joe Mazzulla after it. The Celtics, they tend to get a little spicy with reporters, and that was, again, the case last night.
You said they played harder than you in the third quarter. That's what they do. They play harder than their opponent. How are you guys unprepared for that?
And we were prepared. We played harder than them in the first half, and then they outplayed us for one quarter. So we were prepared for it. We had the right mindset heading into the game. We had the right mindset heading into the game. We played harder than they did, and we were prepared, and we did a great job.
Third quarter made all the difference, right?
It did, but we were prepared, and then we let go of the rope. And so there's two storylines here. It's one, we were ready to play, and we had a great job executing on both ends of the floor in the first half, and it's about the consistency of they're going to continue to play. And so we have to be prepared for when we do outplay them, that they're going to respond and we have to respond. And so we were prepared. We just let go of the rope.
Yeah, why did you let go of the rope?
I don't know. It's a great question.
It's a bad look from him.
Why is he trying to take on the media? I don't understand what happened.
First of all, you know, we played harder. We were better in the first half, but we fell apart in the third quarter. And he's like hanging his hat on that?
They gave up 46 points in the third quarter.
They looked awful. And Tatum was gross in the fourth quarter.
They take a shot.
That's gross. And turned it over, I think, three times.
That sounds a lot like correction. We were prepared. I had my guys prepared. They let go of the rope. That seems like if I were playing that team, I'd feel a certain way about that.
Oh, you should feel a certain way about that. He completely absolved himself of everything that happened.
It wasn't him. It was they were prepared.
They were ready.
It was the guy. It was the execution.
Playoff Jimmy was back last night, though. Led all scores, 35, shot 12 of 25. The man.
You know who's. I'm not even joking. Even in the series against the Knicks, well, I mean, one of their biggest difference makers is Kyle Lowry, man.
He's been great off the bench.
Who, you guys are both Knicks fans. Who are you rooting for in this series?
Can I answer nobody?
No. You got to root for somebody, no? Are you truly not rooting for anybody?
I really have no rooting interest. I mean, I don't know what makes us look better if Miami wins.
Yeah, I'm rooting for Miami.
I think I like Miami better.
Yeah. I don't dislike Miami as much as I dislike Boston, and I think at least if Miami were to win, it would make me feel a little better about the Knicks losing to Miami.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Both of you, the room.
Mm-hmm.
Celtics lose this series. Any chance Mazzulla's one and done?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, the way he's acting?
Absolutely.
How wild would that be if the top three seeds all cleared out their coaches?
Well, didn't at one point, Marcus Smart at one point said something about the offense, like there is no offense. It's kind of just do whatever.
They scored 46 points in the third quarter. They dominated them, Miami did, and he didn't take a timeout.
Somebody said before that he's just kind of there.
Tatum has gone above and beyond to talk very highly of Joe Mazzulla, so I wonder what that relationship's like. But, I mean, the Bucks have already fired Bud. The Sixers already gotten rid of Doc.
Monty Williams gone.
Tough year to be a coach for a higher seed. Anyways, in attendance last night, this is unrelated to Knobs. See, he was there. Bill Belichick even smiled for the...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For the, he doesn't often smile.
Jumbotron.
Yeah.
He was in a suite with Brad Stevens.
Oh, nice.
Also in attendance, though, Micah Parsons. Raymond pointed this out to me.
He's such a fraud.
Did you see what he was wearing?
A Sixers jersey again?
No. Of course not.
Celtics jersey this time?
Jason Tatum jersey.
Yeah, Raymond, even you would agree, a huge fraud.
At the very least, he's the troll because he does this all the time.
So Parsons is from the Philly area.
Ugh.
That's the team that just eliminated his hometown Sixers, are the Celtics. So Parsons, I was perusing through Twitter. It's not hard to find that he's been, just in the past year or two, in a Sixers jersey. He's been in a Celtics jersey. He's been in a Mavs jersey. It's really whoever provides courtside seats. He will wear your jersey. He tweeted after that he did not buy the jersey, and the next year he intends to claim just one NBA team to follow.
Well, it's big of him.
Micah, open invite to the Garden.
I do like the fact that he loves sports.
The last thing we want is Micah Parsons representing the Knicks. No, thank you.
Santiago would be
That's Lawrence Taylor!
Because you can't trust him. Because he'd root for the Knicks, and then when he got like a nice jersey from another team, he'd up and he'd leave. I don't want any part of Micah Parsons. Thank you.
So, we spent a lot of time this year talking about the home-road splits for the Golden State Warriors. 33-8.
We did?
Well, I'm not in depth, but it was mentioned a ton of times, right?
In RJ's podcasting, he probably mentioned it a lot.
Oh, is that what it is?
Tons of times. 33-8 at home, 11-30 on the road. And the divide within that locker room, of which Steve Kerr acknowledged.
There was some of that was lost this year, for sure. There's no hiding from it. The incident with Draymond and Jordan at the beginning of the year played a role in that. It's hard for that not to impact a team.
I respect the honesty, but they have some decisions to make this offseason. That team could look a lot different.
Jordan Poole and Draymond seem like an issue.
Well, it doesn't sound like a lot of people, like, since Jordan Poole got paid, like him much.
Mm-mm.
Right.
And he didn't really show up. I just don't, like... Like, I've been in plenty of situations like that where guys get in fights and everything else. And maybe an NBA locker room is different. But, I mean, that's what you're gonna blame for being that putrid on the road, but that good at home? So what happens? Like, all that friction goes away at home? No big deal?
So you might wonder... So, Dave, you mentioned Jordan Poole. You might wonder, well, you know, Draymond getting up there, a little older. Maybe they move on from him. Steve Kerr.
If Draymond's not back, we're not a championship contender. We know that. I mean, he's that important to winning and to who we are. So I absolutely want him back.
That doesn't sound great for Jordan Poole.
Jordan Poole available.
Any interest in Jordan Poole to the Knicks?
Ooh, that would be interesting.
Good shooter.
Good shooter. I didn't like how he played in the playoffs, but I think everything's kind of going to be on the table right now for the Knicks.
What do the Knicks have they would want? Mitch Robinson?
Mitch.
Yeah.
Julius, maybe?
You know, Julius there. That's interesting.
Mitchell there, too, would be
with the shooting around him?
Shooting around him with third option at best. Interesting.
It would be nice if we had a five that could actually, like, contribute.
Put the ball in the basket?
Like, contribute offensively.
Really would be, wouldn't it?
You see what Davante Adams told The Ringer?
Can I interrupt you for a moment?
I think I know what you're going to say, and I think you should.
What do you think I'm going to say?
WEPN-FM something?
No. Yeah. I'm going to say Sharp Hat. Sharp Hat, Sharp Hat, Sharp Hat. And as long as you brought that to my attention, you're listening to DiPietro and Rothenberg, 98.7 ESPN, WEPN-FM, New York.
That's right.
Now go ahead.
Sharp Hat.
Thank you.
Davante Adams talked to The Ringer. Safe to say he doesn't love where the team is going, they being the Raiders. This is a direct quote. This is a real thing. The front office think this is the best bet and right approach for us right now to put us in position to be urgent. We, being the front office and he, do not see eye to eye on what we think is best. I'm going to have to buy into this and be as optimistic as possible. It's not what I expected to happen, but it's something that's the reality now. It all depends on the style of ball that we play. if we play a certain brand, I can get him, being now we're talking about the quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo, to conform to whatever. But if we use him a certain type of way,
terrible.
Then it's going to make it tough for us to maximize who we should be this year.
Doesn't sound like he loves Jimmy G either.
Sounds like a ringing endorsement is what it sounds like.
He's happy.
He's really happy.
Like it sounds great.
Hey, Joe Douglas.
Sounds like a poor guy that was lured over to Vegas by his best friend. And then guess where his best friend is now?
New Orleans.
Come to the Giants.
Forget the Giants.
What do we forget the Giants?
Yeah, you heard me.
What, you want him?
I would take him.
Yeah, of course you'd take him. How many receivers are you going to put on that team?
As many as we need.
Okay. Just put the Packers back together.
Right.
You're almost there.
Where's Dave's horn? Have Dave blow the Viking horn. Get them all back together.
the conch.
And
yeah.
Not playing the Viking horn for you. You don't deserve it.
You remember that story about Antonio Brown?
No.
That he owned and bought out many of the owners of an indoor football team.
No.
Yeah, he wouldn't give his guys rooms, remember?
In Albany.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I remember, Sharpet.
Well, Roger Weiland, who works for 104.5, the team.
That's our station.
In Albany.
The Albanians.
Yeah.
Who carry this show, who we love. He reported that Antonio Brown will suit up for the Albany Empire either May 27th, which is soon, Dave, or June 17th, both of which are home games, obviously. So if you're in the area or not and you want to see Antonio Brown play football, you can do that in the coming
weeks. The checks have bounced. Got to make up that revenue. Buy tickets.
Would you, if you found out Antonio Brown is playing, do you go? You can buy cheap tickets. Do you go and watch it?
If I was in Albany?
Yeah.
I'd consider it.
All right, there you go.
He's got real issues, though, man.
You think?
It's not
real issues.
It's a shame he did this to himself, because he was, oof, boy, was he good.
Yeah, he was great. I mean, now this is just...
These receivers are difficult, huh?
Hey, cool on social media, man. This is about us, nobody else.
Well, what's amazing is, and I don't know when it turned. Like, I mean, obviously we're on the Steelers locker room. But if this was going on, like stuff like this was going on the whole time, and Tomlin kept all this together...
You guys are genius.
Genius.
That's how we do it when you're real in Florida.
All right, got the visual on the male. He is naked, doing push-ups at the entrance of the food store here.
Did it happen in Florida?
Because there ain't no better place in the world to live than right here, dude. It should be a 2-drink minimum anywhere you walk in.
Come on vacation, leave on probation.
And you will come back on violation.
Yeah, I can confirm from on-the-ground sources in Rochester, son of the PGA Championship, frost on the ground.
It's in a frost delay. It's 34 degrees.
Not great.
Of course this is happening.
Everyone's going to make fun of us now.
RJ, Michael Collins just did a hit on SportsCenter where he's in a winter hat and gloves and a big jacket.
He looked like Tom Coughlin at Lambeau
Field.
He's
missing his beard. He really is.
Everyone's going to make fun of us now. This stinks.
Oh, that's right. This all reverts back to you and your home city, right?
Well, the only time we're really in the national spotlight is usually when we're being made fun of for something. So,
what is Rochester known for?
Cold.
No, but like, is there a claim to fame? Like,
Wegmans.
Oh, what?
It's going to rain!
Wegmans.
The supermarket Wegmans, which
Wegmans
is delicious.
Wegmans was launched in Rochester?
Danny Wegman. That's right.
Oh, that's a person?
We've discussed this, haven't we?
No, I don't think so.
Danny Wegman is a real person.
Oh, how about that?
Bring me some soup!
Very wealthy. Rick probably knows him. So.
Does he steal money?
Why do you do that? Why
do sorry. That didn't seem all that nice.
Why do you hurt people close to you?
What made you go there?
You heard how nasty he's been to me today?
Yeah, but I think there's like you return volley with the level or maybe a slightly elevated level of nastiness.
He escalates.
That's right. If he's going to take all, you know what he does? He chips away, and then I drop the A-bomb, and he can't handle it.
See, that Danny Wegman was a visionary like Dave. He's like, you know, this whole thing we could just see sell groceries at a place and really take off.
Does he get a Wegman stipend kind of thing now?
Oh, man.
Like a yearly thing?
All right.
Look at that.
All right, we got plenty of time. We got two hours left.
How much more you got?
2.7 million. Just move it. Just shut up.
Let it out.
Justin Craig texted me also. Kodak, before Wegmans. Kodak.
Yeah, he's a Rochester. What do you guys call yourselves?
Rochesterians.
Wrong. No, I'm not going to tell you because you were mocking.
No, what is it?
Sharp hat.
What is it?
Rochesterians.
That's what I just said.
Right, he said Rochesterians.
Oh, my God.
Rochesterians?
Are you challenging?
All right. Anyways, this I can definitively say the most sent in DHIF story of all time.
Really?
And it is not close. You guys, you may have even seen this by now, but I have to do it. It just needs to be done.
Is it a great one?
It's elite. It really is elite. Top 1% of stories ever.
Okay.
So a person in a place is pulled over for speeding. Not good. You know, a lot of these people are often doing something wrong, I notice.
It's never,
it's never just their mind and their own business.
Because it wouldn't be a good story otherwise.
Right. So, as officers pull this person over.
And the police are often involved in these stories, too.
Almost always.
Yeah.
So, pull up to the car, get behind the car, park, walk up to the car. As the two officers are walking up, they notice like there's some shifting around going on, like in the front, the cab of the car. So they walk up and roll the window down. They are befuddled to find in the driver's seat, buckled in, sitting upright.
Crack a dawn. Dogs.
A dog. An actual dog.
Okay. Come on.
In the passenger seat is a man. So,
Where's the dog?
In the driver's seat. Buckled in. And then in the passenger seat is a man. So the man, they notice after a question or two, seems rather intoxicated.
Oh my God.
They're pretty quickly they can put together what's going on here. The man said definitively he was not behind the wheel.
he was driving.
Sorry, dog. I got a fast pass.
So you're wondering, maybe there's someone else in the car. There's not.
Where is that dog?
Just the man and a dog. So the man, who is clearly intoxicated, they ask him to step out of the vehicle. He runs away. He falls down 20 feet past the car, and they tackle him and arrest him. So I ask you a very important question. Did this happen in Florida?
Did they give the dog a breathalyzer or anything?
No, the dog was legal.
The dog was fine.
Framed, you might
say.
Could
he reach the pedals?
I don't think so.
The dog's peeing on my leg!
This happened in Florida. All right. No.
Why did you get them like a turtle or something? Get the dogs a turtle?
No. I'm going to say didn't happen in Florida.
That's another one of Dave's visionaries, getting your dogs pet turtles.
Yep.
That was Rick's idea.
Emotional support turtle.
No. I'm going to say didn't happen in Florida.
All right.
It's a great story.
Maybe it
I feel like if
did
it was, it? But I feel like if it was Florida, it would have been like some kind of like exotic animal, like a pull up and there's like a tiger in the driver's seat. Oh, RJ.
Like an anaconda or something.
Yeah, something like that, like an alligator. I'm going to go not Florida.
Mm. All right, Raymond.
I already know the answer, so I'll just say not Florida.
You suck.
Oh, so then you know the answer, so then you ruined the whole game.
No, he went last. That's okay. He's correct. Springfield, Colorado is where this occurred, so you're all correct. One of the greats. This goes in the DHIF Hall of Fame in my book. That is...
A dog is in the house.
That's Knobservations and DHIF brought to you by Dave.
Sharp Hat.
Sharp Hat, game-changing custom software.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.